pledging their love to the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and another great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the gang on the Lucky U to you. You know, we feel real honored down here on the ranch today because our good friend, Mr. Ghost Riders in the Sky himself, Stan Jones, is paying us a visit. So come on, Pioneers, let's make Stan feel right at home by playing a fast-moving Western tune of his, The Song of the Trail.
I have heard the thunder rolling out across the mountainside, where the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky. It's a song of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Thunder crashing, lightning flashing on a mountain trail.
I have seen the yawning canyons and I've climbed the highest peaks. I've felt the wind, the sun and rain upon a carefree cheek. It's a song of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Yawning canyons, good companions on a mountain trail.
I have seen the burst of glory and I've felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty river's roar. And the hymn of hymns, the mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's a song of the trail.
Of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
And we're singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
The song of the trail.
Thank you, Pioneers, and thank you, friends. My name's Stan Jones. And...
Oh, golly, Stan, it's sure good of you to drop in here at the Lucky U and spend the day with us. How do you feel?
I feel just like I wish I were back in my ranger station, Lloyd.
Well, what's the matter, Stan? You aren't nervous, are you?
Who said anything about being nervous? I always shake like this.
Well, anyway, Stan, it's wonderful to have you with us today, and I know our listeners out along the Lucky U line are looking forward to hearing some of the fine tunes that you've written.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. You and the rest of the boys know I can't think of anybody I'd rather have play them.
Well, that's awful nice, and I want you to meet the rest of the gang, the Pioneers, you know, of course.
Yes, indeed.
And this is our pretty schoolmarm, Miss Betty Taylor.
Well, it's nice to know you, Betty.
Well, thank you, Stan.
And our big city man who handles all the heavy business, George Putnam.
Howdy, George.
Well, howdy, Stan. It's sure nice to know you.
You know something, George?
What's that?
Stan's got a line coming right up here, and he says something like,
Oh, you mean about being an active National Park Ranger?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Say, I'll bet some of those were pretty lonely outposts, weren't they, Stan?
They sure were, George. And you know, one time I was snowbound for about a solid week, I guess. And I was without a very important food item. It was rough.
Hey, Stan, you're doing great. You know, this is just the way we rehearsed it. Now, don't tell me. Let me guess, Stan. Was that item Planters peanut butter?
Why, George, how could you guess?
Well, it wasn't hard, Stan, because personally, I'd hate to go without Planters peanut butter for even one single day. Yes, Planters, the folks who make those wonderful Planters peanuts that everybody likes, make peanut butter, too. And what peanut butter it is! Why, it's just as nutritious as Planters peanuts and every bit as delicious because that's what it's made of. And it's made by a special Planters process, too, to bring out all the fine, rich flavor of those crisp, fresh peanuts. Planters peanut butter is never too oily, never too dry. It's always easy spreading and creamy smooth because it's homogenized to stay that way. Say, if you know what's good for you and good for everybody in the family, then get a jar or two of that good-tasting Planters peanut butter. And look for that red label jar with a picture of Mr. Peanut on it. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut oil, and for peanut butter.
West, there's a dance being done. The Chuckawallas do it, so it must be lots of fun. All around the cactus, you can see them swing and listen to the music as they gaily sing. Right foot, left foot, clap hands and then swing right around and do it all again. Chuckawalla, 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 swing. We'll dance till the floors and the rafters ring. chuckawalla, chuckawalla, chuckawalla swing. Chuckawalla, 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 chuckawalla swing. Put your arm around her and go swing it down the floor. When you do it once, you're gonna wanna do it more. High on your toes, now stomp your heels. You'll know just how the chuckawalla feels. Right foot, left foot, clap hands and then swing right around and do it all again. Chuckawalla, chuckawalla, chuckawalla swing. We'll dance till the floor then the rafters swing.
Thank you very much. My whistler wouldn't work, but that was another fine Stan Jones tune, the Chuckawalla Swing.
Say, Stan, forgive my ignorance, but I'm not a real Westerner yet by any means. Just what is a Chuckawalla?
Well, a Chuckawalla's a big desert lizard, George.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something that, well, I know you won't believe it, but it's true nevertheless.
What's that, Stan?
The favorite food of a Chuckawalla is peanuts.
Really, Stan? Planters, of course.
Of course. Those little devils will follow you around anywhere if you offer them a peanut.
Well, you know, Stan, I knew people were smart, but I didn't know lizards were, too. But how do you know about this, Stan?
Maybe it's because I'm a naturalist.
Oh, you mean the study of animals and forestry?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then becoming a ranger gave me a swell opportunity to study animals in their own native habitat.
Well, that's very interesting.
And there's something else very interesting, George. Have you noticed the unusual title Stan puts to his music?
Yeah, Lloyd, but, you know, I figured it to be just a, well, a vivid imagination.
Well, that's true, but almost all of them are based on Stan's personal observations.
No fooling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know one song which was based purely on imagination. It's just got to be.
Which one's that, George?
That beautiful ballad, My Gal is Purple. Now, look, Stan, no gal's purple.
You're wrong. This gal was.
Stan, you're going to have to explain that one.
All right. My Gal is Purple was written about a half-Indian and half-Spanish girl who lived down in Arizona near the border. She was a beautiful girl and very much in love with a fellow who was, pretty much of a playboy. So every night she'd get all dressed up and sit on a rise of a hill near her home, waiting for her lover to return. And as the last rays of the sun would caress her from a distance, she would look purple. I used to see her sitting there waiting so patiently, and it made me think of these lyrics. My gal is purple in the twilight haze. When soft shadows wander in the sundown blaze, her lips like the cherries o'er her head, and her eyes like the feathers from a raven shed.
My gal is purple in the twilight haze. When soft shadows wander in the sundown blaze, her lips like the cherries o'er her head, her eyes like the feathers from a
wait, I know she will. I can see her still with longing in her eyes when day is done. But I'll be far away, far away to stay with one I love the same as she loves me.
My gal is purple with
affair. So if my longing wrings my heart and tears get in my eyes, I'll hurry back again to her ere purple shadows die.
That's one of my favorites, Stan.
Well, thanks, Ken. I sort of like that one myself.
But you know, there's one of your tunes that always intrigued me.
Which one's that, Ken?
Whirlwind. Does that come from a personal experience, too?
Well, not so much from a personal experience as a memory. And incidentally, my favorite tune.
Oh.
Yep. You see, when we lived in Arizona, my mother used to show me the small whirlwinds stirred up by the desert breeze.
Yeah.
Well, there was a legend that went along with those whirlwinds, too. I never got tired of hearing it. And finally, when I became a little older, it sort of kept running through my mind until it developed into a rhythm. And eventually became a song. And, well, hey, fellas, I'd like to ask a favor.
Well, you know you don't have to ask, Stan, but what is it?
Well, Whirlwind happens to be my mother's favorite, too. Do you think we'd be thrown off the air if I tried to sing?
Well, you haven't got a word in the world, Stan. Go right ahead, boy.
All right. Mom, this is for you.
You can always be a singer.
Thanks, Lloyd. I know when I'm licked. I'll stick to writing them, and you fellas can sing them.
Speaking of songwriting, Stan, old Stan, I know you can't discuss your art too deeply with these knuckleheads because they haven't had the experience with the muse that you and I have had.
I didn't know that you were an aspiring songwriter.
I'm not, Stan. Just a perspiring writer. But I've written a thing or two.
Well, now, that's right interesting.
It is? I mean, it is interesting. Yeah. Is that interesting? Now, Stanley, if you'd like to step over here and tell me any musical problems you have, I'd just be more glad, more than glad to just help you out.
Well, thanks, sure, but I really don't have any problems right now.
You ain't?
No.
Well, then let's discuss the songs you've already written.
Rooted. I mean, let's rip from good.
Let's take that song of yours, The Girl is a Breeze.
Chug, the name of the song is The Wind is a Woman.
Will you keep your trap shut? Wind, breeze, what difference does it make long as it's, just as long as it's a female?
Chug, now get out of here. Go on, get back.
All right, if that's the way you want it. Stanley, we'll continue the discussion some other time when we won't be interrupted, Stanley Old Jones, old buddy.
Stan, I'm sorry about that, Chug. He gets carried away sometimes. But you know, The Wind is a Woman is my favorite. Is there a story behind writing that one, too?
There is, Ken. But I tell you, I think the lyrics can tell it a lot better than I can.
Then let's have a try at it and see.
The wind is a woman, lost in love. Through her heart it tells what she's thinking of. Her kiss is a breeze apart from her, but the roving winds hold the heart of her. Some winds are cool, some are mild,
some are warm, and some are wild.
A man never knows if he's right or wrong till the winds in her heart sing a steady song. She gives her heart, really gives her heart to a man who knows the wind is a woman lost in love. Great job
of singing it, too, didn't he?
You know, Ken, I've been going over a song of yours.
That's Stan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My name's George.
You know, no, Stan, I've been going over a song of yours, and I think it's a beautiful one, too.
Betty, you must mean Owl Lullaby.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, that makes me real happy that you like it, because it's a brand new tune of mine. In fact, today will be the very first time it has ever been done on the radio.
Gee, I do feel honored. But tell me one thing, Stan. Somewhere along the line, did you have a little owl for a friend?
I sure did. A little fella used to sit outside my window at night and almost sing me to sleep with his hoo, hoo, hoo. I was just a little shaver then, but, well, I never forgot.
Gosh, I love birds and animals, too. And Stan, I just love that one little line in your song when the little owl says, I've tried to talk to the clock in the steeple, but he's far too sleepy and just talks to people.
Well, Betty, why don't we just up and sing the whole song?
Well, I'd like that, Lloyd.
Well, let's just do it then.
All right.
The hours are flying, you'll hear them all sighing through the trees and the curtains as they hurry on home. With my feet on a limb and my eyes sad and lonely, I ask who.
talk to me? Who will answer me? Who knows why I say who? Who knows the reason why? Who can tell me why? Who? To the Sandman, but he's awfully busy. His sack's almost empty, and he's in a tizzy.
He wants to get home and go to bed.
I'm alone with my woo.
I've tried to talk to the clock in the steeple,
but he's far too sleepy, and he just talks to people. Who knows the reason why? Who can tell me why? With your head on my pillow, while dreams round you billow, and shadows are yawning upon your wall.
You're all lost in slumber, while I sit and wonder who.
Who knows the reason why I sing this lullaby? Who?
Well, thank you, Lloyd.
Well, say, we're sure polite today. Well, Stan, what do you think?
I think if you two would record that just like you did, just this minute, it'd sell as many as Riders in the Sky.
Oh, now, wait just a minute there. Don't go off the deep end, Stan. But really, did you like it, actually? Says down
I
here
think,
in Platt.
I think you and Betty did a good job. Isn't
that
all right?
It took us a long time, but we got her said, didn't we, Stan?
You know the trouble here? I got my hand right on his script, and my hands are pretty big. Now, let's try it again.
Well, you know, actually, Stan, you just managed to mention the title of a song which went bigger than any other song in the history of the music business. Would you mind telling our listeners the story behind Ghost Riders in the Sky?
Not at all, Lloyd. If Tommy Doss will sing it later.
Well, I don't think there'll be any problem there, Stan. How about it, Tommy?
Gee, I'm glad to, Lloyd.
Well, good. Now then, go on with your story, will you, Stan?
Well, the idea for Riders in the Sky came from an old Indian legend, which was first told to me when I was, about 12 years old.
Oh?
Yep. On a ranch in southern Arizona, my home, I'd been sent out to do a chore or two on the ranch. I saddled up a horse and took off. After I'd finished my work, it was beginning to blow up a storm, and not having my poncho along, I decided to take an old path up over the mountain, which was between me and the ranch house. Hmm? I was hoping to beat the rain, of course.
Yeah?
Well, right up on top of the ridge, I met an old cowpuncher. Sort of a weird old fella.
Well, he was just sitting there looking up into the sky, huh?
Yeah, and was I scared.
Oh, I would have been myself.
So, when I got to him, without even turning his head to look at me, he said, "Son, look up into the sky, and you'll see the red-eyed cows of the devil's herd." And I looked, and with the peculiar cloud formation, which was being rimmed by heat lightning, I saw that devil's herd.
And what happened then, Stan?
You never saw a horse or a boy get on off a mountain as fast in your life. Believe me, I've never forgotten the story.
Well, then was when you wrote the song, huh?
No, it was when I was stationed with the park rangers in Death Valley. It was on my birthday, and I happened to look up into the sky, and, well, sir, I saw that same kind of a cloud formation as I had way back the other time. And it sort of all came back to me. And I went inside and wrote the song.
Well, I'd say you gave yourself about the finest birthday present possible.
That's about the story, Lloyd.
Well, fair enough, Stan. And here's the song, Ghost Riders in the Sky, and it features the voice of Tommy Doss.
That old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a man he heard a bright-eyed cow's he saw a plowing through the ragged sky. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming high. By him, he heard one call his name. Hi-oh. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our race, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd.
Hi-oh.
Across these endless skies.
Hi-yay, yippee-yo.
Thank you, Tommy, and all the pioneers. And I still say, of the many different groups that I've heard sing Ghost Riders, I like your version best.
Well, by golly, that's high praise, Stan. Hey, you know something? We're just about to get pushed off the network. Hugh, do you have a thought for today?
Well, Lord, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Stan Jones that same question. How about it, Stan?
Go right ahead.
You know, we get thoughts sent in by listeners, which I like to read to the other folks listening in. But I'd like very much for you to give them a thought today. Do you have any particular motto or proverb that helped you over a rough spot or two?
As a matter of fact, I do, Hugh. Maybe it isn't as strong or some of the swell thoughts I've heard you read, but it certainly helped me.
Well, fair enough. Would you mind reading it?
All right. Well, sir, I believe that success is getting what you want, but happiness, that's wanting what you get.
Oh, boy, you said a big mouthful there, Stan, and thanks a million.
See them tumbling down.
Well, sir, once again, it's time to stop visiting and get back to ranching. It's been a wonderful day having Stan Jones visiting with us down here in the Lucky U, getting a chance to not only hear those great songs he's written, but the story behind the song. Come back and visit us again real soon, Stan Jones. Well, for now, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers and all the gang, we'll see you tomorrow. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.